so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, that is Sleep the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. Yeah, we boogie back to Texas with music from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, former Texan Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in. On our Scotland and Ireland trip, I stepped into a rut and pulled a calf muscle at the beginning of a long hike with some friends and Terry. And the good news was it was close to the trailhead, so I could hobble back to the car and wait. The bad news was it was at the beginning of the hike, so my wait was 5.5 hours or so for Terry and my friends to return from their hike. So I looked at the stunning view across some water to another peninsula in Southern Ireland, and I read some stuff on my phone for as long as my battery would allow, and I set some minor goals for myself. No lunch until 12:30, no banana until 1:30. And then I realized I would really not do very well in solitary confinement. So I made a vow not to do anything at all that would put me in solitary. And when we got back, we faced a major repair to our guest house, including replacing the shower. And as the tiles were being taken out by our friend and master tile person, Nadine Edelstein, Terry and I have been chipping concrete board off the back of slate tiles, and we've been busting rocks. So with the fear of solitary prison and busting rocks in my brain, a show focused on rock and stone. So we lead off, who else, with ZZ Top and Jailhouse Rock.
Rock, 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 rock
That was Bill Haley live with Rock Around the Clock. That was originally recorded in 1954 and went to number one on the charts pretty quickly. Rock Around the Clock, I think, is considered by many, if not most, to be the song that brought rock and roll into the mainstream culture. The song was used in the movie Blackboard Jungle, came out in 1955, and used a lot of rock and roll in that, and it featured a young Sidney Poitier. Bill Haley spent his last years in Brownsville, Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley. And before Bill Haley and the Comets, we opened with ZZ Top, Houston's ZZ Top, and their version of Jailhouse Rock from their 1975 album, Fandango. And Elvis, of course, first recorded that song in 1957. Also had a little film based on the song. Next up on our Rockin' Stone edition of Boogie Back to Texas, we slow it down a little bit with two songs. Stone is the metaphor related to a lost love, and we're going to lead off with a rather dramatic Demi Lovato and Stone Cold.
Stone cold, stone cold. You see me standing, but I'm dying on the floor. Stone cold, stone cold. Maybe if I don't cry, I won't feel any more. Stone cold, baby. God knows I try to feel happy for you. Know that I am, even if I can't understand. I'll take the dancing with her while I'm staring at my phone. Stone cold, stone cold. I was your amber, but now she's your shade of gold. Stone cold, baby. God knows I try to
tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines, the clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. first met your girl, you didn't have no shoes. But now you're walking around like your front page news. You've been awful careful about the friends you choose, but you won't find my name in your book of who's. Who's I said, I'm not your stepping stone. Stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone.
That was the Monkees, including Michael Nesmith, born in Houston and raised for much of his youth in Dallas by his mother, who happened to invent something called liquid paper to correct errors in typing, you know, on a typewriter. It's an invention we don't have much call for these days. The song "I'm Not Your Stepping Stone" was originally recorded by Paul Revere and the Raiders in May of 1966, and the Monkees version came out in November of that year as the B-side to "I'm a Believer." Before the Monkees, we heard Demi Lovato and Stone Cold from her 2015 album, Confident. She's a child actress on children's TV series Barney and Friends, has been on a bunch of other TV shows and two autobiographical documentaries at her young age. She is an outspoken activist for mental health and LGBTQ activism. You're listening to songs related to stone and rock right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thankful to listeners like you who support VOV through your membership. Next up, we have a couple songs commenting on the early 60s rock and roll music scene, and we just heard the Monkees, and many in music at that time were less than pleased that a contrived group put together for a situation comedy series was so popular. And in fact, the Byrds wrote a song that cynically looked at groups like the Monkees. It's called "So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star."
Sunset strip in L.A. And they a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. They really nail me to the wall. I could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, and I Dig Rock and Roll Music. That was released in August of 1967, and Mary had said in an interview a year earlier about the lyrics with the new, quote, folk rock genre, when she said, "It's so badly written, and when the fad changed from folk to rock, they didn't take along any good writers at all." Peter, Paul, and Mary are Texas musicians, by my definition anyway, because Peter's girlfriend lived two doors down from us in Austin, and he would stay there extended times. Before Peter, Paul, and Mary, we heard The Byrds with quasi-Texas prison survivor David Crosby. And So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, that also came out in 1967. I think it was January of that year. Joining The Byrds on that was Hugh Masekela on trumpet, the first use of brass by The Byrds. And the screams you heard were recorded August 15th, 1965, at a Byrds concert in Bournemouth, England. And I said the song was a shot at the Monkees and bands like that that were popular in that time, but The Byrds had virtual overnight success with the release of Dylan's Mr. Tambourine Man, and they were probably realizing at the same time fame could be fleeting and there was always competition. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support comes from Vashon Thriftway, locally owned and operated since 1965, and offering everything from organic zucchini to a hot latte or garden boots. Now supporting youth sports broadcasts on KVSH, you'll find them on the web at VashonThriftway.com.
Well, thanks to those folks, and thanks to all our supporters, and they're terrific people. We really appreciate it and hope you patronize them as well. Our last set provided some commentary about the music scene of the mid-60s, and so I thought we were going to continue with a little bit more of that, but broaden it to include some commentary on the state of the country at the time, and frankly, it applies to today as well. We're going to lead off with Kris Kristofferson and his disgust at people not taking responsibility for things and blaming others. In this case, the blame is on the Rolling Stones.
Mr. Marvin, middle class is really in a stew. Wondering what the younger generation's coming to. And the taste of his martini doesn't please his bitter tongue. Blame it on the Rolling Stones.
Blame it on the Stones.
Every day of the rising price of
tranquilizer she must pay. And she wonders why the children never seem to stay at home. Blame it on the Rolling Stone.
One more time.
Blame it on the Stone.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Blame it on the Stone.
Secretary, change her little mind. And it bothers him to read about so many broken homes. Blame it on those Rolling Stones.
One more time.
Blame it on the Stones.
Get together, children.
Blame it on the Stones.
You'll feel so much better, children.
So much better.
The pretty people Well, they keep on thinking, thinking that they got it made. They exchange in all precious gifts. Well, you better take yourself a diamond ring and you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so mute, and the poor little rag in the language that you go to him, I ain't called that you can't refuse. When you got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible, baby, you got no secrets that you couldn't see.
Beaumont native Johnny Winter with Dylan's classic Like a Rolling Stone. That first appeared on Johnny's album Raisin Cane, released in 1980. Of course, it appeared on Dylan's Highway 61 by Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited, that came out in 1965. And by the way, Dylan's handwritten lyrics to that song brought in $2 million at an auction in 2014. Before Johnny, we heard Brownsville native Kris Kristofferson with Blame It on the Stones, and that came from his 1970 album simply titled Kristofferson. And on the liner notes to a re-release of this album, the person said, after all, how many Rhodes Scholars turned Army captains turned recording studio janitors became first-rate Nashville singer-songwriters and major Hollywood stars? That kind of sums up Kris Kristofferson. Listen to songs about stones and rocks on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, which happens to be your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. Earlier in the show, we heard a couple songs about stones being used as a metaphor for a lost love, and we're going to turn in the opposite direction a little bit stylistically as well as in content, in that these songs are about being in love. And so here are the Smooth Pipes of Johnny Mathis and Stone in Love.
Drive a big expensive car. I would buy you everything your little heart desired. These things I do 'cause I'm stone in love with you. Sit behind a desk, I'd be so successful, I would scare Wall Street to death. I would hold a meeting for the press to let them know I did it all 'cause I'm stoned in. Thank you.
Yeah, that was Ruthie Foster from Gauze, Texas, and Stone Love. That came from her 2011 album, Live at Antone's. Hayden Sayers on lead guitar, and Samantha Banks was on drums, and that callback vocal that you heard. You've heard Ruthie quite a few times here on Boogie Back, and for good reason. She's really got a good voice, and she plays some fine guitar along with writing some excellent songs. She served in the armed forces like Kris Kristofferson for a while. She was in the Navy, however, and they discovered her talent, and they put her in a naval band, Pride, that played pop and funk at recruitment drives in the Southeast. Before Ruthie, we heard Johnny Mathis from Gilmer, Texas, same town as Don Henley and Freddie King. Johnny was a bit of a star athlete in high school and college, and as a matter of fact, he even turned down an offer to try out for the Olympics in order to go to New York to record his first album. Pretty smart move on his part. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. Thanks for listening. Well, next up are two songs celebrating rockin' women. We're going to lead off with Brooks and Dunn and Rock My World.
Johnny be good. Looking so sweet, it ought to be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein. Sunglasses from the five and dime. All the other girls at school, they give her dirty looks. She got an A in math and never cracked a book. The show looks good in her denim man pearls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore.
Joy to know.
Yeah, of course, that's Buffalo Springfield with Rock and Roll Woman. First appeared on their 1966 album, Buffalo Springfield, also was on their retrospective album, came out in 1969. And the Rock and Roll Woman in the song is none other than Grace Slick of the Jefferson Airplane. Before Buffalo Springfield, we heard Brooks and Dunn with Rock My World from their 1993 album of the same name. Duo of Ronnie Dunn from Coleman, Texas, and Kix Brooks is the biggest selling duo in music history, no matter what genre. They're still around. And they've released an album just called Reboot, where they revisit their big hits with the help of some younger country stars. You're listening to, obviously, a rather wide variety of musical genres as we examine stones and rocks on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. And now we're going to turn to a couple of Steves for songs. Both of them have a bit of a request to rock me. And you can provide your own translation of that. We're going to lead off with Steve Miller Band and Rockin' Me.
Well, I've been looking real hard and I'm trying to find a job, but
unmistakable voice and guitar of Stevie Ray Vaughan, The House is Rockin', first appeared on his Instep album, released in 1989, I think it was. Stevie grew up in Dallas with his older brother Jimmy and great friend Doyle Bramall. In fact, Doyle and Stevie composed that song together. Before Stevie Ray, we heard another longtime Dallas resident, Steve Miller, and Rockin' Me from his 1975 album Fly Like an Eagle. And that album, to me anyway, is what really defines Steve Miller's style of blues, kind of, with a little bit of spacey psychedelia in there as well. So let's see, we had Rockin' Women before. How about the Reverend Horton Heat with a Rockin' Dog?
Song. Hey there, cat, you really go whole hog. I said, wait a minute, kid, I'm no cat. Well, I'm a dog. And so I took the little kitten out on the day. Boy, she's some special man, a lot of books grow. Until we got home, I walked through the door. Started looking at me like I was a big boy. Her eyes started bugging just like a frog. She said, wait a minute, daddy, I don't kiss dogs. A rockin' dog. A rockin' dog. She said, wait a minute, daddy, you're no cat. Well, you're a dog.
Reverend Horton Heat with Rockin' Dog came from his album Liquor in the Front that was released on Sub Pop Records in 1994. The Reverend is Jim Heath, and he is from Dallas, as well as others that we play tonight from Dallas. Their band has been billed as Psychobilly, which is kind of a combination of country and surf and punk and big band and swing and rockabilly. It all kind of works for me way more often than not. We're going to hear some more from them on Boogie Back to Texas, that's for sure. We are going to go out the door of tonight's Stone and Rock edition of Boogie Back to Texas with a rocker who is really originally from Louisiana, but whose claim to fame in Texas is that he got kicked out of a Waxahachie Bible school for playing a boogie-woogie version of a hymn at a school assembly. That's right, that's Jerry Lee Lewis, joined by Jimmy Page on guitar and the Led Zeppelin classic song, Rock and Roll.
Boy, it is rock and roll.
Well, it's been a long time since I rocked and rolled. Been a long time since I did this roll. Let me get you back, let me get you back, let me get you back, baby, where I come from. Been a long time, baby, a long time, a long, 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 long time. Well, it's been a long time since I booked over love. Can't count the tears of life and no love. Carry me back, carry me back, carry me back to Louisiana. Been a long time, baby.
lonely time. Oh, it's been a long time, baby, since I had some of your dadgum good Louisiana loving. You remember me, don't you?